Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you are tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. We are excited to have you tuned in on today's show. As always, let us open with our opening prayer. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity to go before the listeners on today to inspire and be an inspiration to those all around the world, Father God. We pray that, Father God, you bless this show and bless all of the listeners that are tuned in on today. And we give you the glory and the honor for everything that's said and done on Facing Your Fear, that you may get the glory out of all that we do and say. And whatever we say and do will be pleasing in your sight. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I am so excited to have in our studio on today our special guest, Mr. Joel Tyson and Mrs. Cassandra Glenn Wickens. Today, before I bring them into the studio, please remember, listeners, that you too can join in on this amazing conversation on today. Just press that number one on your phone. And I will bring you into the studio to ask any questions, comments, or if you just want to share your thoughts and experience, you are welcome on today. Today's topic is intimate look into quartet singing and promoters. Now, I will bring into the studio with me our special guest, Mr. Tyson, and Mrs. Wilkins will be joining us a little later in the show. And when she comes into the studio, I will let her speak and introduce herself to our listeners. Good afternoon, Mr. Tyson. How are you today?
Good afternoon. The Lord is blessed. And, oh, by the way, that's Cassandra Watkins, Ms. Watkins.
Ms. Watkins, okay, thank you. Before we begin our topic, I'm going to yield and let Mr. Tyson give us a little short bio about himself.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. I thank the Lord for being here again, for the first time, as a matter of fact. I live here in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm a retired police officer and law enforcement officer. And from there, I began to be a national gospel promoter, honoring different men and women of God throughout the country, doing quartet singing. So that's where I am now, and we'll let you go from there.
Okay, God bless you, and thank you. There you have it, listeners. On today, I have a couple of questions for our special guest on today. Mr. Tyson, what inspired you to become a promoter for gospel singers, international, also national, and around your surrounding areas there in Birmingham, Alabama?
That's a good question, because what had happened, I was a they were running for a mayor seat here and a city election. And I became the campaign manager for the person that was trying to run for mayor. At that time, I was wondering, what could I do to help this man win? because the guy, the incumbent, had been there for so many years, and we wanted to defeat him because he was not doing anything for the city. And God put on my mind to honor the different men and women of God in that city, those that had passed away, those elected officials had died, and their family members. And so what I did, I honored them. I had a gospel group God put on my mind. I had always loved quartet singing, so God had put on my heart to have these quartet artists to come together. And let's have a big singing outside, and let's have a barbecue. And I got donors from all over the city, restaurants and grocery stores to donate food, milk and things of that sort. And then God put on my heart to get some plaques are for these people that had went on with the Lord. And what we did is we invited their families there, their loved ones there, and we put it all over the community. And then God knows how many people we had out there for that great gospel singing. They brought their chairs out there and began to sing and rejoice and praise the Lord. And guess what? We won that election. So once that happened, I had so many people come out. So I started getting into more artists, those national recording artists and things like Lee Williams and people like that. And we start doing program, mm-hmm. but I want to go into that until you tell me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for that. Another question I haven't want to ask you on today: how long have you been a promoter, gospel singers, for gospel singers there in your surrounding area of Birmingham and national and local areas there.
Okay.
How long have you actually been a promoter for gospel singers?
That is a great question. As I just, I'm going to reiterate again. Now, during that time, this person was running for mayor. That was around 2000. We're from 99 to 2000, so we could roughly say 20 years.
God bless you. God bless you. And how many gospel quartet concerts and programs have you promoted so far?
That is a beautiful question also. As I did tell you that we started out honoring these people in the city, and then I moved on to the Lee Williams and Doc McKenzie. So what I did is from there I decided to get a paid concert. So I have promoted we had another lady come with us back in around 2000, let's say 2010. Around that time, we started bringing in national artists. So we started there. So we have promoted at least about, I was having three concerts a year, two to three a year. So I have did about 25 or 30 concerts, 40 concerts throughout those years, about 30 concerts. And what we had done is we was doing them locally. And then we had a lady that was helping me. She was a nurse, an RN, and her husband got sick. She was helping put up the finance. So we had to rent the churches. We had to go to the radio station, get all the flyers out, and advertise all over the country. So at that time, we started promoting here in Birmingham. But then I met a man by the name of Tyrone Porter. I'm sure you're familiar with him, with the Gospel Music Workshop of America. My name was out there so well about me, you know, promoting concerts everywhere. Until somehow they was going to bring the Gospel Music Workshop of America here. What that is, for the people don't know, is these national artists like the Williams Brothers and Dottie Peoples and Little Roy, all these national artists, to a convention throughout the United States every year. They would travel from one city to another city. So he found out about me. Somebody said, well, Mr. Tyson, Birmingham was going to host the Gospel Music Workshop of America that year. So Mr. Tyrone Porter was looking for someone that knew the area, knew the city, and could get people out from all over the country to the concert. So he called me and said, Mr. Tyson, they told me that you were the one that could bring the people out. So
all right.
I did a good job. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to let you come in once I finish a couple more questions with you, and I'm just going to turn the heel and turn the mic over to you and let you tell our listeners on today and myself all about how great of a promoter you have been and who you have promoted in many, many places you have. God has blessed you to have concerts and different programs there. Okay, another question I have for you on today. How many people normally attend your concerts? And we're talking about before the COVID-19. I know not too many people probably comes out, but before that, before the epidemic, how many people normally attend your concert when you have a concert or a program?
Well, not only mine, include other concerts and quartet as a whole. Sometimes between a good show, it would be 1,500 people. Sometimes you make it 3,000 people, ma'am.
I said, we're talking about a huge promoter here, listeners. We're talking about someone that has big, big concerts and in huge places such as auditoriums or whatever, whenever he do have a concert, he has a big, big concert. Now, my last question for you, can you name a few of our listeners, names a few of the quartet singers that you have promoted since you've been a promoter? Can you give us a few of the names of the people that you promoted so far, some of the gospel quartet singers?
I must commend you because you have some great, great questions. Great questions.
Thank you.
Yeah, we started out with Doc McKenzie. We brought people first starting out with Doc McKenzie. Then we had Lee Williams here. I moved on to Helen Miller. I Won't Let You Fall, Jalene on Me. I've also brought Trinity Inspirational Choir. I Came to Tell You What Jesus Said. We've also brought the Fantastic Violinaires here. We have brought also a good friend, Luther Barnes, here. Patrick Hollis of Lee Williams in the Highway QC, in the Spiritual QC here. We brought all of those great groups here. Deborah Snipe here. All the artists, Spiritual Message to the Lil Roy and the Revelation, the Alabama Girl. It just goes on and on. So we've brought a lot, most of our national recording artists that we bring, along with local artists.
All right, listeners, now you have it. Remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome conversation on today and have an opportunity to speak with Mr. Tyson and Mrs. Cassandra when she comes into the studio. She'll be joining us shortly. And remember to press that number one on your phone if you have any or just want to share experience that you have with quartet singers or going to quartet concerts. If you have a family member that sings with the quartet groups or whatever you want to share with us, feel free to press that number one. And at that time, I will bring you into the studio to speak with our guests on today. Now, I am going to yield right here, and I am going to turn the mic over to our special guest until Mrs. Cassandra joins us. He will be entertaining us and tell us all about being a promoter. If you want to become a promoter, if you're interested in quartet singing, if you need someone to promote you or to bring you into a concert into your city, he is the man that you should be hitting at number one and speaking to at this time. And remember, listeners, our topic for today is intimate look into quartet singing and promoters. We are talking about gospel promoting, quartet singers, concerts, and miracles on today, because Mr. Tyson also has a great show he's going to tell you about on Facebook, where he has interviewed many, many, many national gospel singers. And I was one of the guests on his show, last month. But I'll yield now and let him give us all the good news about being a great promoter there in Birmingham and around the surrounding areas, as well as national. Mr. Tyson, you have the studio at this time.
Well, first of all, giving honor to God, and I thank God for you. I thank the Lord for somebody's calling. Don't worry about that. Thank God for you, first of all, woman of God. And we thank God for the Internet, Facebook. Let's get straight into it. Once the Lord had blessed me to do these concerts, I want y'all to know we did start out where people were giving us donations. But then we had to get up our own money. Most artists, national recording artists, charge you sometime between $7,000, $6,000, $15,000 to $20,000 to $25,000 a person. Some of these artists may charge you $7,000, $8,000. These artists also want hotels. Majority of them, when you get a concert, it's not easy just saying, oh, I think I'm just going to get a concert together. No, ma'am. No, sir. What we mostly do is we have to pay for the advertisement. Sometimes the advertisement is about $20 or $25 a spot, $30 to $40 a spot, $80 a spot for 30 seconds or 60 seconds. Now, also, you have to get these flyers out. These flyers cost money. You have to rent the churches. Some of these churches cost you $1,000, $500, $1,500, $2,000. Also, a lot of churches want you to have insurance, up to $1 million worth of insurance. Also, you have to have someone has the musical equipment. Those people may charge you $1,000, $800, $1,500 for the setup. So in order to have a great concert, most of the time you need at least three headliners. And most of, like I said, one headliner may say he wants $5,000 plus hotel and food. The other person may want $5,000. The other one may want $8,000 or $9,000. So right now, a lot of time you may be out of $18,000, $20,000, $12,000, and you may not make a dime. A lot of time most of the time my tickets are $20 to $25 to $30. I don't go with $30 a ticket. And a lot of times, a lot of people may not even show up. So the best thing, if you want to be a promoter, you need to make sure you have these people money up front. They don't want to hear nothing about it. I didn't have the money or whatever, or the people didn't show up. So a lot of times, you're expecting a great crowd. So I want anyone that want to be a promoter, you need to look at this. You need to pray about this. You need to plan early. You need to advertise by 3 to 4 months early. Also, the Lord has blessed me, the reason I'm a national promoter is because I go all over the country now. Me and the Alabama promoter, Cassandra Glenn Watkins. What we do is the Lord bless us. We honor these people. We get a nice plaque for them. We get medallions for them. And we travel throughout the United States honoring different men and women of God. Most of the time, we are hosting or emceeing or doing something on that program. We're speaking. So it's a very prestigious position. They treat us with respect. They put us first class. We always on the front seat, and we have really got out to really honor different men and women of God, and God had put on my heart to be on Facebook Live. The reason I was on Facebook Live is I wanted to expand my program. I used to be a radio announcer, playing gospel music, and I wanted to make that abroad throughout the country and throughout the world. So what we do now is we host different artists, whether you're local or national, whether you have a name or not. My job, glory to God, is to put your name out there. A lot of people, if your name is not a big name, big national name, people don't want, don't want to hear about you. So what we try to do is discover people. We try to get their name out there, and we go travel with them to let them know that they're loved. Let them know to stay encouraged. You know, even though your music may not be doing well, you may not be making any money, or whatever. And that's why we honor different men and women of God on our program, and when we travel to different programs. And now, not only on Facebook Live that we play great gospel music, but now we bring acknowledged different guests like yourself, woman of God, with different stories that women and men have been through, tragedies, things of that sort, how God brought them through the storm. Some of them, people have gotten killed, people have gotten shot, people have been on drugs, people have been delivered, and we bring their story out for people to hear about them. And it brings more people to Christ because you don't know who's going through what. And when we bring these stories out, a lot of people need prayer. A lot of people get delivered and things of that sort. So that's what I'm here to do. I just want to be used as a vessel for Jesus Christ. And matter of fact, the program is getting bigger. Sometimes we have thousands of listeners, 3,000, 4,000. I look at the numbers on Facebook the next day, tell you how many people are there. And believe it or not, God has put people in my path like the Williams brothers, Jarrell Small, all these well-known people all over the country. Paul Porter has been on my program. Keith Wonderboy Johnson, the Bolton brothers. So the Lord has brought people on my program now that don't usually even go on talk show. And it's all about serving Jesus Christ.
There you have it, listeners. There you have it. Remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome conversation. I see Mr. Tyson. We do have a caller, and I'm going to bring him into the studio. I don't know whether he has any questions for you or just want to emphasize on what you've said. So, but remember, listeners, we're talking about gospel singers on today, promoting gospel singers, quartet singers, concerts, and miracles. The reason why we're talking about miracles is Mr. Tyson have had so many people on his show, including myself, that has given miracle testimonies about what God has done for them and how far God has brought them from danger and how God saved their lives and et cetera. So many wonderful people that I've had an opportunity to listen and become really acquainted with through Mr. Tyson. Also, he kept me up the first time that I tuned into his show. I think I tuned in around 8 o'clock. I didn't go to sleep till around 3 because he's going to play until the Lord tell him to stop. And believe me, listeners, he have an inspirational, when I said inspirational, uplifting show that he had. I was sick in the bed and feeling bad, and I went to listening to all of those gospel songs and quartet singers, and I had to just tell the Lord, thank you. I'm going to bring into the studio at this time arrow code 941. Last four digits of that caller number is 1280. I'm going to bring them into the studio at this time. Hello, caller. You're in the studio. Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Steve. How are you on today?
I am doing well, Evangelist Norma. I'm so glad to hear you. You're sounding much better. And so the Lord,
yeah,
I think, is answering some prayers.
I feel much better. I want to thank you for standing in as my host for the last 2 weeks. And you're always welcome to be whatever you want to do on Facing Your Fears. So I'm going to let you ask your question or talk with our special guest on today at this time.
Sure. I guess I would start by saying thank you. I was very honored to be able to be your guest host. And I'm really enjoying your broadcast today. And I'm excited about this because, of course, you know, I'm trying to spread the light and the love of God myself in my ministry and what I do. And so one of the things I wanted to ask was, so if a person is trying to get that message out further to more people, and clearly you decided to get involved in promotion of promoting events and people in places and bringing people together in the name of the Lord. How would a person go about doing that then? What's the best avenue to take?
Now, the question is, are you wanting to do concerts, or are you wanting to get a talk show? What are you trying to do?
Well, what I do now is I do Facebook. I've been doing Facebook for several years, but I've actually made the next step, and I'm actually I have a TV show on Roku as well as Fire and Apple and Android TV, and so I'm in the beginning stages. I'm kind of a beginner, but I'm just out there trying to reach more people and planning some events towards the end of the year. And so my concept is what is the best way that I would say reach out to you and talk to you about what I do so that we could collaborate. And so anybody else that was thinking about doing that too as well, how would they go about that and then use your guidance to be able to move forward and spread a message of hope out there?
What a wonderful thing. I'm glad you asked that question. It's networking, like what you were doing, just like I met this woman of God now that's on her program. She discovered me. What you need to do is get with people like me, and what we do is introduce you to our group. And what we also have is you go on Facebook and see all these different gospel, different groups here on Facebook, and you join them. You join these different groups like Radio Announcers page and National Church of God in Christ page, because what's going to happen is they're going to friend you, and any time that you're on, they're going to see that you're on, and you will grow, grow, grow. And that's what I did when all these different groups on Facebook, you go into your session right there, go into your page and go on a group, okay? And then you invite these groups to – you join these groups. And also you come on a program like mine, and I would let these people know that we have this man of God on. We tell them about what you're doing, and then we ask them to friend you or join that group. And from there, people will hear you and hear what you're trying to do. And they will share it with their friends, and everybody will share it with their friends. Next thing you know, you done got you about another 300, 400, 500 listeners, and then you end up getting thousands of listeners. If you got something that's very interesting, most of all, you got to have something interesting that the people want to hear about. You got to be a little bit more different. You know, you got to be, like, energetic or have something a little bit more different. Like she'll tell you, I do a lot of moving. I do a lot of talking. And I'm just straight down, I'm telling you, grassroots. You know, and I don't try to be proper with it. I just let it out, and we just have a great time. So that's the best thing to do. Join these different groups on Facebook, and also get with people like me. Since, see, I just met you today, and what I would like to do is invite you to my program. We're going to tell the people about your ideas, and you'll be very well on your way. And anyone else want to do that, get on Facebook, meet people, share the program. You may be listening to, go scroll down and listen to what somebody's talking about. And then, you know, if you're interested in it, text them. I like what you're doing. I would like to be your friend. And there you go.
That's great advice.
I can attest if you all will allow me to do that at this time. Mr. Steve has a great, but he gets up, about 5 o'clock? He lives near Tampa, Florida.
Actually earlier.
And he talks about nature. And he has a whole lot of listeners and tunes in with him on Facebook. Also, with his LWN Foundation, God has blessed him to interview many, many people. And you all can just do that. You can be a guest on his show. He can be a guest on y'all's show, on your show, and you guys can go from there. But I certainly want to thank you for calling in, Mr. Smith. Is there any other questions or anything else that you have to ask to the my special guest on today or myself?
That's really awesome. Thank you. I'm going to look forward to this because, you know, I just want to say that, you know, Evangelist Norma, I got the opportunity to listen to you and I've been on your show a few times and I just love what you're doing for community. And see, that's what I love is to help community. I know that all of us we're servants of God. And when we do his work, there's just no better reward than helping people find Jesus Christ as their Savior, as well as just enjoying life the way that God had meant it to be. And you, I think you're both very dynamic people. And I just want to say thank you very much. And I'm so glad that you're feeling better, Evangelist Norma. Thank you for letting me speak. And I'll just continue to listen here and learn. That's what I like to do. Learn every day.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always a pleasure having you, Mr. Smith, on Facing Your Fears. And always feel free to call back at any forgiven time, and you're always welcome to emphasize on any topic or anything that I'm doing here on Facing Your Fears. And I'm more than sure that Mr. Tyson will contact you after the show. I'll give him the contact information and also share with you his contact information, if you guys would allow me to do that. I will do that after the show. All right. Thank you again for calling in.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
There you have it. We're talking today about intimate look into quartet singing and promoters. I'm searching the studio now, waiting for Mrs. Cassandra to join us in the studio, and she can give some outlook on how she became a promoter and how her and Mr. Tyson have traveled all over the world promoting singers such as the Williams brothers, the Bill brothers, and Slim and the Slim and the Highway Crusades, or what is?
Slim and Supreme Angels, and all the Lee Williams Angels. And the Highway Crusades. Lee Williams and the Highway Crusades.
Yes. And then you'd be surprised of the songs that, you know, they're going on to glory, but he's still honoring their name and their records. And if you have a record out there that you have wants to be promoted or produced, feel free. He's going to give you the information at the end of the show, how you can contact him. And if you know of anyone that wants to get into the promoting business or quartet singers who are looking for someone to promote them and have a big concert, he's the man to call. Remember, listeners, our special guest on today is Mr. Gerald Tyson out of Birmingham, Alabama. We're waiting for Ms. Cassandra to join us, who have traveled around the country honoring gospel artists, local and national. Also a quartet gospel host. He also has an audience with thousands of listeners. He has interviewed males and females all over the country to test about, and they can test testimony about miracles God has brought them through. At this time, I'm going to yield back to our guest and let him continue to entertain us on this amazing, awesome topic on today, Mr. Tyson.
Yes, ma'am. As I say, you don't know what people are going through. I've heard so many different stories. And also the Lord blesses me not only just to hear their stories, but we also have ministry on my program. We have people that's preaching the word of God. And also we bless people, those that are going through financial or whatever. We have saved, Holy Ghost-filled people that don't mind cash apping, blessing men and women of God that have been through tragedies and things of that sort. I never would have thought that the Lord would have lifted me up and blessed me like he has. We just started getting these plaques and stuff. We never would have thought, and believe it or not, y'all, we had a lot of people fighting me. We had people fighting me on Facebook, calling my name and talking about the plaques, talking about the plaques had nails in them and sticking out nails and fake medallions and all that. But, you know, God has moved most of those people out of the way. Those people don't even have an audience anymore. So God has blessed us to move on, have elevated us. It has not been a time that we asked any major artist to come on our program that they did not come, y'all. And like Evangelist just said, that sometimes we'd be on the 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning because people are going through, Lord Jesus, they said, Mr. Tyson, I really need to hear something, you know, tonight. And you just got me up. Some people had to be at work at 7 o'clock that morning, and they was up all the way to 3 o'clock in the morning time. But I want y'all to know that I do work also. I'm retired, but I also work. And this is a sacrifice, just like Evangelist on with us now. She sacrificing this. You have to do this just like you do a regular job because the people need to hear word from the Lord. So when people are looking forward to me, Mr. Tyson, we need to know are you on tonight, young and old. So this is a sacrifice. This is not nothing that just come on one time. It's just like a regular job that you say, well, I got to be there. My people are listening for me. And the Lord is really rewarding us. I'm telling you, to be on the big stage, the people escorting you on the stages. You meet people like a Shirley Caesar, or someone like that that you don't usually could, you know, get a chance to meet. And I want y'all to know there's a lot into booking a concert. It's not easy. You got to have money, folks. You must have money. And we're not talking about, no, like I said, $5,000 or $10,000 sometimes. You need 12, you know, you may need $13,000, $14,000. So a lot of people will promise you that they will be at your program, and then when it's time for the program, nobody shows up. So a lot, do not try to do a program without any money or trying to, well, you hope that they come in. You wish, you pray that they come in, or you depend on tickets. Like, you cannot do that because you will be disappointed, and most of all, you'll be embarrassed. You got some of these singers that supposed to be saved and sanctified, but if you ain't got their money, folks, I mean, they line to want to jump on you, line to curse you, or might draw a gun on you, anything. I'm just telling you. So you make sure you know what you're doing, and you don't want your name to be out there like that because they will put it on Facebook, and they will let everybody know that, hey, this person's supposed to be a promoter. Everybody is not a promoter. Everybody can't be a promoter. You got to know exactly what you're doing. You got to pray about it. You got to prepare for this thing. So don't just try to have a concert just because you want to have one. Because a lot of times it's not going to work, okay? And be prepared to lose money. Now, a lot of people, I'm a winner. I'm not yet. Be prepared to lose money. If you can't afford to lose $10,000 or $15,000, do not try to have a concert. I'm telling you, because you will be totally disappointed, Evangelist.
All right, listeners, there you have it. One of my listeners may be wondering, why is Evangelist Chapman so interested in quartet singing and promoters? Well, my father was a quartet singer. He was the lead guitar player as well as the lead singer for the gospel quartet singing group here in the city of New Orleans, the Golden Chain Jubilees. My father was the first guitar player out of Kentwood, Louisiana, and he also trained and taught one of the biggest gospel groups here out of the city of New Orleans. I can't think of his name, but Mr. Williams, I'll think of his name before the show over with. Also, my father sung with Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers. That's what made me, and my father also had his own group, the Chapman Brothers Gospel Singers. And we have quartet gospel singers. We have so many singers in the Chapman family, my brother and his family, and Aunt Topsy and her two daughters. They are Topsy Chapman and the Gospel Harmonies, and we also have my sisters and brothers, Wanda Linnell and her daughter, which is the Chapman Singers / the Cheatham Singers. So my grandfather was a music teacher, and so this is why I'm so interested into quartet singing, because my father was one of the greatest quartet singers that ever sung, and one of the best guitar players that ever sung. This is why I brought this show on to Facing Your Fears, because, you know, we might have a singer out there that's thinking about writing, or God has given them a song to write, and they're afraid to step out on faith and say, I'm going to record this song. And then with being encouraged that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you, and whatever God have in store for you in life, if he bring you to it, he will certainly bring you out of it. And if you trust God and know that God will do just what he said he would do, he will never leave us nor desert us. And everything is ours for the asking. If you are one of the listeners that God has given you a song to write, write it. Step out on faith. Record it. It's like I did when I wrote my first book. I'm not a singer, but I try to sing a solo every now and then. Someone put me on their program. And I don't be thinking about how good my voice is. All I know is I'm singing for the Lord. And through a song, you can be surprised. There's a ministry in singing. There is a message in singing. There's an uplift, encouragement in a song, just what a song can do. You can be laying down, and the night could be going bad. And just tune in to Mr. Joel Tyson on Facebook, and then get back to me with a feedback and let me know. I guarantee you, you will be inspired, and you will be your night. I doubt if you'll be able to go to sleep, because Facebook cut him off sometime. He'd be on there long. He said, don't worry, I'm coming right back on. And he'll click right back on, and he will entertain us until God tell him to stop. And sometime he'd be just going on and on and on. I am looking for our guest And I think she's, we have another caller at this time. I'm going to yield and open the studio to her at this, he or her at this time from area code 601, last four digits 1252. All right. Hello, caller. You are in the studio with us. Good afternoon.
Hello. I am a gospel recording artist, Dorothy J. Curry. Hello, Mr. Tyson, and all the listeners out there. I just want to inspire someone who's been given the, you know, option to do God's will, even through song. Just do what you got to do. Don't worry about people promoting you, because God is the ultimate promoter. I can say that because I've been out there ever since 2011 doing the will of God. And I don't do it for stuff. I don't do it for money. But if God blesses me with whatever, you know, he wants me to have.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The thing about this is I've just been so obedient to the Lord. And I love him so much, and I know what he can do. That's why I go out and I for the Lord. Another thing is while I was doing the will of God, he was promoting me. He promoted me to a Comcast station called Music Choice, and my music is being played on that station. I don't mind about
Look
people promoting me, but I love the Lord, and he will put you where no man can put you. And, you know,
Amen.
He can open doors no man can close. He can close doors no man can open. And I just thank God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Just go.
Yes,
Lord. Just do God's will and do it from your heart. And don't do it for the wrong motives. Just don't do it for yourself, but do it for the Lord. And he'll put you
to the glory of God. Yes,
That's all I have to say. God is a good God.
Thank you.
And I love
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, listeners, I met Miss Dorothy through tuning in to Mr. Gerald Tyson's show on Facebook. He interviewed her, and she made this great gospel song, Jesus is My King. And when I tuned in on YouTube and listened to it, it really taught my heart. So we're going to encourage our listeners on today to go to YouTube and pull up Jesus is My King. You'll get an opportunity to hear Miss Dorothy. Also, listeners, tune in next week, because Miss Dorothy is our special guest. Will be the special guest on Facing Your Fears next week. And we're not going to let her talk too long today, because we want to hear all about her on next Thursday. I want to thank you for calling in, Miss Dorothy. I love you. Continue to do God's will and go in the direction God is directing your path in, and he will continue to take care of you. God bless you and God keep you. Good afternoon to you, and thank you again for calling in.
Thank
all right,
so much.
Now you have it. Is there anybody else that wants to speak on quartet singing or say anything to our special guest on today? Any questions or comments or experience you may have, feel free to just hit that number one there on your phone. At that time, I will bring you into the studio. Still searching the studio at this time for Mrs. Cassandra. Now, listeners, it may be the fact that the studio is full, and I'm praying that she'll be able to get a spot. If not, Mr. Tyson is somewhere. You can text her and tell her to call you, and you can bring her in from you, from your side. It would be great, because the studio is full at this time, and she may not be able to get into the studio to join us. But there is a way we can bring her in on our end, if possible. All right, listeners, remember you're listening to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Listeners, I feel so good when I look at my dashboard and I see my studio is full. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting and being a part of Facing Your Fears. And each week, I pray that the Lord would bring us special guests that can be able to inspire us, encourage us, and to do God's will by going forth with what God has set in their path and my path to do. And remember, we all have a gift. We just, it's on the inside of us. We just have to stir it up and let God have his way in our life. You'll be surprised of what God have for you if you just let go and let God have his way. Until Ms. Watkins join us in the studio, we're going to yield back to our special guest. And then I'm hoping and praying that if in any way that he could, there's a song that he plays, is going to get better. And that song just inspires me every night when I tune into his show. It's going to get better. If any way he can play it and he can come clear in the studio, we can try it. If not, then we will just continue just before the show is over. I would love for him to play that for my listeners on today. It is going to get better, listeners. And at this time, we will yield back to our special guest, Mr. Tyson. Mr. Tyson, you're back on.
Oh, yeah, I don't have the equipment right here to play it right now. I'll be able to do that tonight. I don't have it plugged up to that. But I tell you, it's just a wonderful thing. All you artists out there that are interested, that's trying to get a record out, or if you're someone that's independent, that you don't know how to get a record, I have people that have recording companies. Don't worry about it. If you want to reach me, y'all can look me up on Facebook. Just Jerrol Tyson. And that name is J-E-R-O-L. J-E-R-O-L-T-Y-S-O-N. J-E-R-O-L-T-Y-S-O-N. And you can just friend me on Facebook, and we can work things out and tell you what to do. But we have people that are looking for talent, and that's what I'm looking for, talent, because I'm also going to have a gospel showcase where we have people from all over the country that will be coming in to sing or to try out, and you may be able to win. Well, we could introduce you to other national veteran recording artists. So if you got it on your mind that you want to sing some great quartet singing or individual, you have a great voice as an independent person, we can really help you. I really do believe that. So if that's what you want to do, get into singing, and you already have that talent, I think I can help you very much. So that's what we're doing. We're just trying to bless people in different ways. Miss Cassandra Glenn, I did ask her to call in around by 5:15 before you get off the air. So we hopefully that
I'm
she
just
can
searching. Yes, I'm searching for a number of listeners, and we'll be excited to have her on as well. She's a big promoter along with Mr. Tyson, and I would love for her to address my listeners on today. God bless you, Mr. Tyson, and I just pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and all of your endeavors that you're doing around the world, and for the even just honoring the ones who've gone on to glory and keeping their music alive. That's a blessing. And I know for myself, it gives me, it inspires me every night when I join it and tune into your show. And listeners, when you tune into Mr. Tyson's show, if you just text it in the comment square and let him know that you're tuned in, he is going to honor you. And this man of God, I've never seen the one honor everybody. I don't care how many people call in, he's going to let you know thank you for calling in, and he's going to acknowledge that you are tuned into his show. Now, listeners, remember, you too can join in on this conversation on today on the topic, Intimate Look into Quartet Singing and Promoters. As we continue, we have some time left in the show, and you do have time to press that number one on your phones. If you have any comments, questions, or just want to share your thoughts or experience on today's topic, we're talking about gospel singers, promoting gospel singers, quartet singing, a single person who have made a single album out there, and concerts and miracles that God has done in many, many people's lives. So just press that number one, and I will bring you into the studio when I see that icon in the studio. All right, Mr. Tyson, we're getting late in the show, and I do want to take this opportunity for you to give other information on yourself besides Facebook. Is there a phone number they could reach you, or anything else you want to share with them in reference to contacting you after the show?
I have my number if they have a pen. We'll talk about it in a minute, so we'll give them time to get a pen. Because of the coronavirus, we don't know. This year, so many people have lost money, so many independent artists, including blues artists, gospel lovers, even people in Hollywood. are not making any money right now. We don't know how long this thing is going to lift up, but it's in God's plan, and we know that the Lord is in charge of everything. So we don't even know that we're going to have any major concerts this year. So many of the artists have canceled. So many promoters have canceled because of their finances. And a lot of artists, they have a living. They have a living on singing, and that's how they, you know, make their living. But right now, they don't have any income. So it's really rough. I would advise every artist or anyone that's independent to please, after this, make sure that you manage your money well. Because, you know, you always think that, you know, no storm is going to come. But as we see that, you know, you never can tell what's going to happen. So I really feel for some of them, ma'am. I've been praying for some of these artists. I wish I could help everybody, but I can't. But a lot of people are going through financially because they traveled up and down the highway. Someone was making $5,000 a night, $8,000 a night, you know, sometimes two nights a week, three nights a week, $20-some thousand. So now, since the corona has hit, we just don't know the future of a lot of these artists. We don't even know a lot of these artists are still going to be in business after this corona thing is over. So I tell you, it's rough. But like I said, we don't do this as a profit or anything like that. Most of the time we put up our own money anyway. And that's why I thank God for the Alabama promoter, for Cassandra Glenn, for putting up her finances. And like I said, we hope that she can tune in, you know, before this program is off. But, folks, it's quite interesting. I've had such a wonderful time here tonight with the evangelist here. And we just thank God for her inviting me on. I tell you, you know, we're very excited. And we're setting up concerts in different cities now. So we will be traveling. Like we do, but we'll be going to different places. But right now, this year, we don't even know are we going to do anything. And right now, it's a 99% chance that we won't, because it is, you know, it's not curing, and more people are catching the coronavirus now. So, and you know, public safety, health department, they're not letting different auditoriums and stuff let us even have concerts because of stipulations.
Yes. Thank you for that. The group that I was trying to call earlier was the Crown Seekers, New Orleans Crown Seekers, and Reverend James Williams, which passed away during the coronavirus pandemic. My father was the first one to teach him how to play the guitar, and, I mean, he was amazing with it. Also, I go to a lot of the anniversaries, such as the Rocks of Harmonies, gospel singers here in the city of New Orleans. We have the Crown Seekers. We have the so many groups that from a child a very, very young age, they would come to Antioch Bishop Francis Church every fifth Sunday in the month. And I had an opportunity to meet all of the gospel singers here in the city of New Orleans, the spiritualettes gospel singers. My good friend Audrey out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who started her group with her daughter, which is an amazing, very amazing singer, awesome singer, and also his son, Mr. Jackson, Andrew Jackson's son, writes all of the songs for the group, and he's out of Houston, Texas. So we have a lot of gospel singing going on here in the city of New Orleans, but since the pandemic, I'm you know, not too many of them have had their anniversaries, but sometimes just stop in and see what I about or learn about gospel quartet singing if you're not familiar with it. And just tune in to Mr. Tyson's show every night. Just keep on looking at his page. He will come on and he will play some uplifting, inspirational gospel songs. And I am a witness and I can attest to how wonderful you would feel after listening to his show. I do not see Miss Cassandra in the studio at this time, but she was in with us earlier. She's working, and she tried hard. She tried real hard, listeners, to come in and greet you on today. But we would have them both back later on during the year. And if there's a concert out there, we'll bring them in and let you know all about that concert, especially if you come to the city of New Orleans. And there is a singer here in the city of New Orleans, and he's been promoting Mr. Tyson. You might want to tell the city of New Orleans and the surrounding areas what his name is. He did a single, and I've heard it is amazing. The
what is the Sons of New Orleans was the group of?
No, no, it's God's Sons, but his name is Donald Scott Sr. or Donald Sr. Scott. You can look him up on Facebook. He is from the heart of New Orleans. His name is Donald Sr. Scott, but that's why he put it, but it's really Donald Scott Sr. If y'all can look him up, he was singing with God's Sons of New Orleans, and but now he's independent. Oh, my God. This man, he came to Birmingham. Oh, my Lord. So many people are blessing them financially. We took up an offering for him while he was singing in concert with Luther Barnes. And you talking about some people was there blessing. This is the Holy Ghost for a man, young man about 25, 26, 27 years old. Look him up, y'all. Donald Scott Sr., God's Sons of New Orleans.
All right, there you have it, listeners. We have a little bit time left, a couple of minutes left, and until the show on today. We certainly want not want to leave the show without anyone. If they have any questions, comments, or want to share anything with us, we certainly want to bring you into the studio at this time. You have time, just hit that number one on your phone, and we have about, what, maybe 10 more minutes left until the show, and we're going to take that 10 minutes and let Mr. Tyson give us a closing statement on today's topic, and then I'll come back with the closing prayer, and then that would be the end of the show for today. I'm just so happy that the Lord blessed me to come on today as the host, and again, I want to thank Mr. Stephen Smith for doing such an awesome, awesome, awesome job hosting the show for 2 weeks during the time of my illness. I do want to reach out to him and thank him for setting in for me. God bless him, and I pray that the Lord will continue to bless him and all that he's doing there in Tampa, Florida, and around the surrounding areas there. He's reaching out to so many on Facebook every morning. Just go on Facebook, and he's there telling you, you can see the sun come up and all the nature, the birds, just everything, and it's just so beautiful what he's doing. And he is the founder of the LWN Foundation. So make sure that you check him out on Facebook as well as Mr. Tyson Facebook page. And I want a feedback on that when you listen, listeners. I want to know how much you enjoyed the show and the song that he played could be your favorite song. Just give me a feedback. Go to my Facebook page, Facing Your Fears, and give me a feedback on Mr. Tyson whenever you tune in on his show. I'm still searching the studio for Mrs. Cassandra. At this time, I still do not see her in the studio. We're so very sorry that she was unable to join us on today. But we'll take this little short time to let him tell you something about Miss Cassandra, how he met her, and
well,
how wonderful
she is right
she's been.
Hold on, ma'am. Hold on. Here she is right here. Hold on for a minute. Cassandra?
Yes.
Good evening. Good evening. We're so very happy that you can join us on today. And we have a few minutes left in the show. We're going to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us how you first started being a promoter and how much the Lord has blessed you as being a promoter there in Birmingham, Alabama. So I'm going to yield and let Miss Cassandra introduce herself and say a few words to our listeners with the little time we have left in the show. Miss Cassandra.
Hello.
Yeah, we hear you. Just go ahead on the talk. We hear you, sweetie.
My name is Cassandra Glenn Watkins, and I'm Alabama promoter.
Yeah, Ms. Glenn, how long have you been promoting? What interests you in promoting? Were you doing this before? What interests you in promoting? How did you get started?
I started going to concerts and like that.
Have you met different people? Has it been adventurous of going to different cities that you've never been to?
Yes, I have. I really enjoyed it. Never thought I'd be out exploring the city like that, meeting new people and everything.
Well,
in a great adventure.
Go ahead, Evander Norman. Go ahead and ask the question real quickly.
You know, I just want to ask her that how exciting it is and what inspired you to become a promoter and do all endeavors that you have done there in Birmingham, Alabama, and nationally. What inspired you to actually become
a concert, and I met Mr. Tyson, and Mr. Tyson asked me Well, he first asked me about being an MC. I said, sure. And then he come back and asked me, how about you being a promoter? I said, sure. Why not? Something new, something I never did. And I'm enjoying it. I love every bit of it.
God bless you. God bless you. Now, let me ask you.
Artists you have met. I'm sorry, Sister Nolan.
I was going to ask that. Go ahead. She can answer you because that was my next question for her.
Go ahead and ask her. I don't think she heard you. We'll let you
to
ask
name
you.
Some of the gospel quartet singers nationally and locally that you had an opportunity to promote since you've been a promoter. You know, name some of the groups that you had an opportunity to do a concert with.
And me.
Dot McKenzie. Keith Wonderbud Johnson, Derek Pettis, Skylar Patterson,
Swannies and all those.
Swannie Quintet, Legend, Lil Roy and Revelation,
yeah,
Local, Ruth Blake and the Hummingettes.
Evangelist, I also, if you don't mind asking her, actually, how did she feel about going to different cities she never been to?
There you have it, Miss Cassandra. Go away with it. She asked you how much you have enjoyed traveling in some of the places that you've been since you've been promoting shows with him.
I have really enjoyed it. Something new, something I have never did. But out state-wise, it's been a great adventure. I'm looking forward to keep doing it again and doing it again.
God bless you. God bless you. Listen, we only have a couple of minutes left in the show. We want to certainly thank our special guest on today. We're so very happy and excited that Mrs. Cassandra Glenn had joined us in the studio. And I thank God for giving her an opportunity. She's been working, and this is the only time that she had to call in. She was in the studio with us early, and she promised to call back. I thank God that he gave an opportunity for her to greet our listeners on today. I also want to thank my special guest, Mr. Tyson, tuning in on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show today with the host, yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. I want to encourage all of our listeners out there every Thursday. Do not forget to call in. And next week, we'll have another awesome guest that will be that will come in, and that will be Mrs. Dorothy she's the artist. She made the record Jesus Is My King, a wonderful, wonderful singer. We also want to thank Mr. Cassandra for all her endeavors that she's doing, reaching out to people all over the world, encouraging them with songs and continuing the legacy of our departed artists that have gone on to glory, such as Lee Williams, such as...
He's not dead. We just honor different people. You know, those are living and those are going on. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mr. Lee Williams with the
QC.
I thought I saw it. The QCs. I thought I saw somewhere I read that he had passed away, but he's still living. That's
good to
know.
They put a false thing out. We're sorry about that. That's not true. They put that out.
Yeah, because I did read it, and I'm so very happy that you told me. Because I had told a couple of people that he had passed on. But I want to thank you for that information, and I will clean that up. God bless you all, and God keep you. And at this time, I'm going to have my closing prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another great opportunity to reach out to listeners all over the world, Father God, national, international, and local, Father God. I thank you for my supporters, Father God. I pray that, Father God, you continue to bless Mr. Tyson and Mrs. Glenn and everything that they're doing. Enlarge their territory, Father God, that we continue to do your will and reach out and inspire and encourage people all over the world. And I thank you, Father God, for facing your fears, continuing to bless this radio talk show. And, Father God, it'll be all that you want it to be, Father God. And, Father God, that you may get the glory out of all that we say and do. Listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in on today. And remember to tune in every Thursday, 4:30 to 5:30 p.m., Central Standard Time, and 5:30, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Check the time zone in your area where you live, and be sure to call in, and I will be excited and blessed to have you a part of Facing Your Fears. At this time, this would include our show for today, and I want to thank again my special guest on today. God bless you, and God keep you, listeners, and this will include the show for Facing Your Fears on today. Goodbye now.